It's a great story. We first told you about it back in March during the Oklahoma Youth Expo when we caught up with Chelsea Livingston, the president of the Ceiling FFA chapter, who the last couple of seasons has given away her show pig to a local food pantry. Well, here in 2011, she heard about the food drive that was being coordinated by the Diamond Hats organization, and from that point on, she thought it would be a great idea to make her effort to give away her pig a bigger part of the food drive and maybe encourage some other young people to do the same.
Well, it's the Diamond Hats, since it was the 10th anniversary of the Oklahoma Youth Expo and the Diamond Hats wanted to do the food drive, we were talking to Mrs. Harrell at our county show, and my ag teacher kind of heard about it, and he knew that I had done this project for the past couple of years, and so he asked her if it would be possible for us to expand it and get more kids involved and donate it to this cause as well. And so we just kind of started working on it, and sure enough, we could do it. And we originally started out to do 6 pigs, and American Farmers and Ranchers, we're going to pay for the processing for those 6. And then we had 3 more pigs that were donated also. And Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma and the Bank of Western Oklahoma and the Port Council stepped up and paid for the processing on those 3 more. So all in all, it's just been a great experience and a great project. And most of all, we're getting to help Oklahomans.
Now, you kind of figured out how many people you're going to be able to help potentially.
Mm-hmm. We had the pork ground up into 1.5-pound packages, and we've kind of calculated it, and it'll feed about a family of 4. And also with the packages of pork that we're donating, we've included about 4 recipes that you can make with the pork to kind of just help people out on how to use it.
You felt that you could get more yield by actually grinding up the entire carcass, basically.
You know, you can make more and do a little bit more with ground pork rather than the certain cuts of meat. So
Marilyn Harrell, who's one of the ladies who helped establish the Diamond Hats a few years ago, says that she is thrilled with the generosity of these young people.
12 pigs were donated from students from Ceiling, Oklahoma, Thomas, as well as from El Reno. So we have small towns, and then we also have large towns. It's a great opportunity. A pig doesn't seem like much to donate, but actually the students are giving up around $150 instead of selling their animal at the end of the sale. They're donating it to the food bank, and then that's packaged into 1.5-pound sizes or portions for the families. It will actually feed around 1,500 families, so we're excited about that.
One thing that Chelsea from Ceiling told us back in March was the need to find some folks to pay for the processing charges. The young people were willing to give their hogs, but they didn't have the money to pay to grind up the carcasses into ground pork. Well, that's where some groups stepped up, including the Board of Directors of the American Farmers and Ranchers. Terry Dietrich, of course, is their president.
These are Oklahoma kids feeding Oklahoma kids. And these young people that grow up in FFA and 4-H, we just can't support them enough. And I was very proud of our people when we got noticed that there was a need for some processing funds. Our board just divvied up, and away we went, and came up with what we needed to do that. So it's just a privilege for us to be able to extend ourselves on out this far for the youth.
A total of 7 young people involved from Ceiling FFA and public schools: Chelsea Livingston, Casey Livingston, Ryan Sanders, Caleb Gilchrist, Miranda Gilchrist, Tanner Bench, and Kristen Combs. From Thomas FFA, Kylie Bryant, and from El Reno FFA, Reagan Heron, also involved in this effort to provide fresh pork to the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.